Now, this is difficult because I'm on Talk Radio doing a show on Christmas Day, and I suppose this is our podcast radio show for Christmas as well, isn't it, really? Well,
yeah, the entire Christmas period, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't particularly. Do you do Christmas? I don't particularly like Christmas. Because I'll tell you why I don't like Christmas. I don't like Christmas because of all this false niceness that goes on. I mean, we're living in pretty shitty times. And every year you get the same commercials for people living on the street, people who are having a hard time, people who don't have enough money, people who are in poverty, people who really need to be looked after. And every year at this time, everybody becomes very pious. You get the dog collars on and all the preachers and the ministers and the rabbis and everyone. Maybe not rabbis, they don't do Christmas, do they? But you know what I mean. They all sort of start speaking in those hushed terms and, oh, that we should be able to do something to alleviate the problems of these poor, poor people. Well, I'm fed up with it. People don't deserve to be treated the way they are in society. And here we are in one of the richest countries in the world, even though we are trying to self-destruct with our so-called view of democracy, where apparently the people have spoken and they want to leave the European Union, which is a lot of balderdash anyway, because the people haven't spoken. A few have. I won't go into that. It's Christmas. But, you know, I just get fed up with this whole, oh, well, we must go. Let's go and feed those people. And let's invite those people on their own. Why at this time of year? I mean, do you all suddenly, miraculously become religious? Do you all suddenly believe in the story of Bethlehem and the three wise men and all of that sort of thing? Do you? You know, I don't know, when did they last have snow in the Middle East? And why is everybody sort of pale with blonde hair? You know, the whole thing is just made up waffle, isn't it? I'm not going to go into the, you know, my beliefs. I have the same, you know, we all have, I believe everybody has some kind of spirituality about them, whether they admit it to themselves or not. The idea of organizing everybody to believe exactly the same thing, well, it doesn't work because human beings aren't the same. And then you get the people who, if you don't believe what I believe, I'm going to kill you, brigade. Although apparently religion's moved on from there, but I haven't seen any evidence. And this time of year, they get all excited because they're all, you know, this is the time when they're all working. There's a sort of female vicar with the two the hairy bikers on some TV show I saw the other day. She was getting, oh, and these vicars get all terribly excited and pretend to be normal, ordinary people. I rip off me dog collar and I really go for the sherry. I don't care. And I wish the BBC in particular would stop trying to turn vicars into celebrities like that Pratt they had on Strictly Come Dancing, who was a rock musician apparently at some time.
Really?
It's not necessary. Look, religion, whether you're Catholic or whatever, religions have enormous quantities of money. If they're so worried about the poor, then sell the Vatican, sell the jewels, get rid of the churches, turn them into, I don't know, and help people who need help. Stop all this stupid, banal, you know, oh, we must help the poor at this time of year. People who can't manage, people who are struggling, people who are in poverty, families, children who don't know where they're going to sleep the next day, these need to be helped all the time. They shouldn't be in this situation. Politicians should hang their heads in shame that they can't do something about this. I have never known, you know, in such a wealthy country where we're throwing money away on various things, people's egos most of the time, yet we are not addressing the real problems. Jeremy Hunt's just admitted the other day in the papers, all over the papers, oh, we have a real problem with the NHS. Yes, you do. I know, because I've been using the health service quite a lot one way and another recently. If you want to try and get an appointment with a GP, you are going to have to wait a week, maybe two. And why? Because there are not enough. On the one hand, politicians say, we've got to build more houses. So they're building more houses all over this country. They are building. Not enough, but they're building. And then they're building in areas where the infrastructure can't cope. So in a village or a small town, suddenly another 600 houses are being built. But they're not actually making the schools bigger or getting any more doctors in to look after the people who are going to live there. It's not brain surgery, is it? The problem is, I suppose, we're British and we don't moan enough. Maybe we should start moaning a little more. Because I am getting fed up with it. And if I see another supercilious religious twit going on about, oh, at this time of year, we must remember those less fortunate than ourselves, I am going to scream. Because if they were so concerned, they would do something about it. And people wouldn't be in that position. I'm sick of it. Churches going around begging for money when they have got more money than most other organisations in the country. And then the Catholics, don't get me started about them and their, and the Catholic gold and the Catholic, you know, the treasure and everything else and the amount of money they have and how they all live in the Vatican. Don't get me going about that because I will get very, very rude and annoy a lot of people. So whilst we're all sitting there, having our Christmas dinners, let's spare a thought for all those people who actually aren't having such a good time. And let's stop paying lip service. And to be quite honest, you know, you go and grab a few people who aren't managing as well as you are, drag them into your house, give them Christmas dinner, maybe even give them a bed for the night. It's not going to do much good. Make you feel better. But that's just sorting their problems out for a couple of days. That isn't good enough. What are we paying politicians for? You know, there are a few problems in this country that need radical rethinking. Is it impossible to get people to do that? You know, we've got criminals running roughshod around the judiciary. We've got the health service falling apart and nobody admitting it, really. We're giving money away, hand over fist, and then we're saying we don't have much money and we can't do anything about it. Reorganise the way we are, and quickly, before it all falls apart. I think that's my Christmas message, actually. I think I might do that again Christmas Day on Talk Radio, if I could remember what I said.
I wasn't feeling Christmassy before you started, but now I'm even less Christmassy.
Yeah, but I'm right, aren't I?
You are right, yeah.
You know, I mean, the Queen, bless her cotton socks, is going to give her message, and I actually quite like the Queen's message. But then you get the Archbishop of Fuckwit, or wherever it is, and they say the same things every year. And then you go in, I don't go to church, but, you know, I have in the past been dragged along to a midnight mass or Christmas, and they all say the same thing. And then it just annoys me. Everybody thinks about everybody at this time of year and forgets about them the rest of the year. That isn't the way, is it? That cannot possibly be the way. Well, do you want to put a break in and then come back on to talk about the royal family?
No, I'll carry on with the royal family.
Yeah, good. Okay. I see a little criticism of Meghan Markle, who has been criticised for her campaigning that she's been doing in America, because she is I think in America the term now is a woman of colour. And you know, she's been critical of Trump. And apparently that could bring the royal family into disrepute, because, of course, the royal family and the Queen in particular try to be apolitical. But I say, good on Meghan Markle. Good on the royals for making a stand. And that is exactly what we want. I saw a sort of these, come on, a royal correspondent for this and royal correspondent for that, who always speak in that sort of clip tones, as if they are well in with the royal family. I bet half of them have never met the royal family. And one woman was saying, oh, it could be the end of the royal family if they become political. It could be. Bollocks. Listen, Meghan Markle is a woman of colour. She is marrying into the British royal family, and she has things she feels strongly about. Good on her. Harry feels strongly about things as well. Kate and Wills, they've got strong views, and, of course, Charles has always had strong views. I think the two things we need to do, we need to separate the monarchy from religion. The monarchy should not be head of any kind of religion. That only happened because of Henry VIII. Need to reorganise that. And I think when the next king takes over, that the next king should do that. And I think that the king or the queen of the royal family should be prepared to say what they feel rather than allow politicians to go on. If they think they're going on the wrong way, then maybe it's time for the royals to step in. Good on Meghan Markle. That's what I'm saying. And Donald Trump is a complete and utter tosspot. He is an absolutely, a totally offensive human being. And all this, you know, by God, he summons up God all the time. In fact, I was on talk radio the other day talking to one of his religious advisors, Pastor Mark Burns, who is a black evangelical minister who has the ear of Donald Trump. And I'm saying to him, do you really believe? He's, oh, yeah, I believe he is a man of God. He's come to God. He understands. Just most appalling thing. Lots of Americans are like this. But, you know, some have realized that Donald Trump is just an idiot. I'm sorry, but he is. I mean, he is, as my friend and colleague on Talk Radio Ash said, he's probably the most representative president of the United States there has ever been, insofar as he is more like the majority of Americans than any of the other presidents, because all those intelligent Americans that live either on the West or the East Coast are not really representative of the bunch of people who are rather maniacal, who live in middle America, who live in the Bible Belt, the Rust Belt, who live in the Deep South. A lot of them have no idea what goes on in the rest of the world. A lot of them are, well, just dim. So, you know, good on Meghan Markle and good on the royal family if they have a point of view. If only everybody had a point of view. You don't have to agree with people. There's nothing worse than listening to a radio talk show where all you hear are people congratulating the person on the air and being sycophantic. I want people to ring me on my talk radio show and tell me they think I'm talking rubbish. And then we'll have a discussion about it. And, you know, maybe you'll convince me that I'm wrong. It's not happened very often, but occasionally people show me the error of my ways. And that's how democracy works. If you don't agree with what somebody is saying, then make sure you put the alternative point of view. Maybe people need to do this a little more often. I don't know.
Don't you?
No. Well, yes, I do. I do. I don't know why. You know, people are prepared to troll, and I hate that word trolling. It sounds too twee. You know, there was this whole business with Anna Soubry the other day, the MP who's very anti-Brexit, who had been trolled by a number of nasty people. Sky News did a really good piece on it, and they found some of them and rang them up and interviewed them and asked them why they'd been so horrendous. And they, two pretty thick, pretty stupid people, couldn't really answer the question. Why did you suggest that she needed hanging? Do you think that people who have a particular point of view should be hung? What? Do you? And the interview went on like this, and the blazer, well, I believe in hanging, bring back hanging. What, for people who you disagree with, you believe? And the person couldn't express themselves. I think anybody who has threatened people or a family in the public eye on social media, we should get a couple of them, and we should actually hang them out to dry. If you want to broadcast, which is what being on social media is, then there are certain responsibilities. And if you think you can anonymously, in the same way that we used to have people write letters, you know, cut out letters from magazines, stick them on a letter and send them off, poison pen letters, threatening letters, it's illegal. And it should be the same with social media. So if you say, because you don't like something, I said, I hope you die horrendously, or I hope your kids get ill, or I hope, you know, you make threats. You've got to keep looking behind you because I could be there. I could get you. You know, people who do things like that, usually, you know, you don't have to worry about them. They're mentally ill. But I think a few of them who may not be able to use that as an excuse need to be caught, and they need to be exposed for what they are. Don't call them trolls. It's too twee. They're thugs. They're threatening, nasty, horrible, inadequate members of the human race that need to be exposed. And if you put one woman who'd said to Anna Soubry she wanted her to be hung, and who sounded quite posh, you know, thick but posh, should have been prosecuted. should have been prosecuted. Prosecute a couple of these people and give them 10-year prison sentences. You only have to do it to two or three, and nobody else will behave like that. And listen, I believe in free speech. Here I am, mouthing off. And you can mouth off too. You can email me, jamesworldradio@gmail.com, and you can tell me what you think. You could even call 0117-230-1771, leave a message on there, and we'll play it out, all right? Or you can join me live on Talk Radio, and you can have your say. So freedom of speech is there, but there is no freedom to abuse and threaten people. That is illegal. And I think people have to understand that, because you get some silly twat who says, I'm just saying what I think. Well, I'm sorry, you just said that somebody, because of their views, should be hung. That is offensive, and that is illegal. And you shouldn't, you know, there is no freedom for you to attack people like that. There's freedom for you to say, I think that, for argument's sake, Anna Soubry's views on Brexit are wrong, and this is why we should be going for an all-out Brexit, and we should be leaving the European Union. This is why we should be doing it, and this is the most intelligent way. You can have those arguments. And I have them all the time. I don't have arguments. I just say, you know, people who voted for Brexit obviously don't understand what they're doing. Pretty stupid. But you don't say, I think they should all be hung. Freedom to express yourself is one thing, but you have to have a certain amount of intelligence to be able to do it, don't you? Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Have you finished your rant now?
Yeah, you can do something else now. I feel better for that. I didn't think I could do anything Christmassy, but obviously I can.
That's Christmassy, is it?
Well, I think so. That's my Christmas deliberation, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's
my Christmas mummy. Speech.
Yeah, but there's only a few swear words in there for me to edit out. That's fine.
There we are. I think it'll be fine, won't it?
Yeah.
Should we have a bit of music or not?
Yeah, let's have a bit of music. What have we got? We got something from Terry, I think, again.
Yeah. Thank you, Terry. He says, afternoon, James and Rob, or evening, or whatever time it is. He says, did you hear the acclaimed rock four-piece Twin Jackals punchy, heavy-hitting, intense new single, Cruel? Would be interesting to see what you think of it. Let's have a listen.
Was
there we are. Twin Jackals, punchy, heavy, hitting, intense new single, Cruel. It's all right.
Yep.
It's okay.
Not very Christmassy, yeah? Though.
No, not very Christmassy. Actually, why don't we have some Christmas music?
Well, you banned Christmas music a few weeks ago.
I know. And a lot of it is shocking, isn't it? But there is one particular Christmas track that never fails to put people in the mood for this time of year.
Oh, is it? I'm dreaming of a white... That one.
Nope.
Snow is falling all around you. Children...
No.
I'm not doing the Cliff Richard ones.
Which one?
That Mistletoe and Wine. Mistletoe and Wine. They're all the same.
Isn't that the most terrible record ever? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to see. I don't know how it goes, that one. Or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's not that one either.
We could release our own Christmas album.
Yeah, it's this one.
It's the holly and the ivy time of year. It's nice and peaceful in the studio till a bunch of carol singers try to get on the show. I say, hey, merry gentlemen, cut the ding-dong and I'll teach you the words of a different song. Christmas is crackers, it's just a promotion. Rudolph and Santa can jump in the ocean.
Christmas is fine and happy and funny.
It's just an excuse to part me from my money. You won't catch me giving Christmas cheer. Now sing the song.
Okay.
Let's hear it. Smelly overeating, overdrinking, and a circus on the telly. On Boxing Day, have the relatives round, have a family fight that goes 10 rounds. I won't have a stocking or a Christmas box. I won't have a crib with an ass and an ox. I'm not gonna drink from your wassailing cup. Knock it off, pack it in, and wrap it up. Well, I've done the show and I'm home to bed. There's a guy standing there with a candle on his head.
I am the ghost of Christmas past. Tremble, James Webb, and look at God.
I said, sling it, mate, I'll change the locks, and I don't think much of your taste in drugs. I see you brought a friend. Is it cousin Ebenezer? This is not a public thoroughfare. Who's this geezer?
Oh, 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 you ignorant peasant. I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Don't give me that. Don't call me names. And get on your knees when you're talking to James.
There we are. Wrap It Up for Christmas by the legendary... What's his name?
Jimmy Wale.
Ah, yeah. Legendary. There we are. Christmas song that really it encompasses everything Christmas is, doesn't it?
Do you remember actually recording that?
No. I don't, to be honest with you. It must be 30-odd years old, and I don't remember at all where we did it. I think it was somewhere in Leeds. I can't remember. But I've been in Newcastle. I literally cannot remember.
We need to put it on iTunes and make some money out of it.
But why don't we do it?
Apparently you need a barcode for it.
We'll get one. Invent one. Put one in. I don't know. Even if, I mean, so long ago, I wouldn't think anybody who was on it is around still.
Well, you must be the only one left.
Yeah. If anybody wants a piece of the action, then they can come and ask us afterwards.
Well, that's the point. Yeah, we'll do the legwork and, you know, we'll take the lion's share. And then we'll leave a little small amount in a little pot somewhere.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it's got nothing to do with me. It's your record.
Well, of course it has. You'll do it. And so we'll sort of, we've got to make some money to keep this programme on the air.
That's true. We could always make a new Christmas album or a new Christmas single.
Well, let's see how this one goes. Go out and download it. How can they download it?
Well, they have to go to YouTube and download it from there.
Is it on YouTube?
It is on YouTube, yeah.
Do we make any money there?
I think we've got an advert in front of it, yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll go and download it. Yeah. Maybe we should bring it out in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, that's going to work.
I thought so. Now, I've got two things. We want to talk a bit about Doctor Who because the new Doctor Who is going to start over the festive time. Or do you want to do Tech Talk first?
Oh, can we do the Doctor Who before you change your mind? Because this is the thing that we had when they first announced. And we put it off and put it off and put it off. And I said, we'll do it at the end of the year. So can we do it and get it out of the way? Because then I don't have to print it out every week.
Right, okay. Well, this it's quite simple. That the new Doctor Who is a woman. And I did ask on Facebook and various other social platforms some time ago, does anybody care? Because I couldn't give a stuff. You know, I really couldn't give a stuff. Kevin Walsh says he doesn't care. At least the TARDIS will be clean. Slightly sexist, and quite frankly, you should be ashamed of yourself. Bernie Armstrong says, more PC bollocks. Simon Elkins here says, it's ridiculous. Fictional or not, it's not progress. It's PC madness. They did it with Thor in Marvel Comics, and comic sales slumped. If River Song turns up, then all poop will hit the fan. Sorry, but the BBC made a huge mistake. Simon Elkins, what the hell is wrong with people like you? Do you live in the Middle Ages? Does it matter whether it's a man or a woman? You know, gender is unimportant in these days. God, Simon and Bernie, you want to go off somewhere. But Jill Worsley says, I do. PC rubbish. What, another one? Oh, dear. Andrew James Lone says, what the BBC should have done was a spin-off Doctor Who show where the Doctor found out he has a female cousin. Brian Higgins says, it doesn't matter either way, James, to me. Quite right. The Doctor is neither male nor female, but an alien shapeshifter who has a body with the ability to regenerate itself. Well said, Brian. Michael Bassett says, just as long as she removes all lycra-clad cyclists to Alpha Centauri, I don't care. Andrew James Lone says, it all does seem to be a bit strange to why now has he become a woman and not before? Yeah, because, you know, because society was unfair, Andrew. Really was unfair. And I'm not particularly politically correct, but I cannot imagine why. Over all those years that this particular character, who did not need to be one gender or the other, was always regenerated as a man. Should have been regenerated years ago as a woman. Tracy Gunners says, this has been a male role since before I was born. Can't see it working well with a woman, but we will see. Well, Tracy, that's very nice of you to give it a chance, I suppose. Gene Matheson says, Dr. PC, correct. No, Gene, you're wrong. I'm sorry in this. Leave Wagner. To be PC, she will be a transgender lesbian climate change warrior, and her enemies will no longer be Daleks and Cybermen, but evil Brexiteers. Yeah. Karen Cliff says, personally, I think Liam Neeson would have been a good doctor. He has a particular set of skills, such as training Jedi and Batman. He was a Jedi Master and a CIA agent in Taken. What more could we want from a Doctor? I think all you want is to see more of Liam Neeson on the screen, Karen, but there we are. I'm quite surprised, actually, about that. I'm quite surprised how stupid some people are and how actually some people are seriously upset that Doctor Who is a woman. Okay, how the hell does it make any difference, Rob?
Well, the Doctor has been a woman before. For a few minutes, she was, he was Joanna Lumley on a special.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, right.
I think it was a comic
relief. I'm not an aficionado like yourself, of course.
I'm reserving judgment until... obviously, I think at Christmas Day he'll turn into the new Doctor, but I don't think they'll have a major role. I think it'll just be the last second and regenerate, and then we'll have to wait till, like, another 3 years before we actually get to see the new Doctor. So a lot of
wait. I thought that the new series will be out later this year.
Well, it is later this year. It's only
that's not 3 years, is it? You're being stupid again.
No, Christmas Day, the new Doctor's out. Doctor Who, with the original Doctor. They've dug him up.
Yeah.
And they've got him in the new film for Christmas.
William Hartnell.
That's the one. And,
Was the original Doctor Who when I was a child? He was the Doctor.
Yeah. And then the current Doctor's going to regenerate into a woman.
Yeah.
And then it's going to finish. And then we'll have to wait to the new season of Doctor Who. And who knows when that's going to be.
Well, I would have thought later next year.
Oh, later next year, yeah. Okay.
Well, not this year. This year's finished.
That's what I said.
You said 3 years in the future.
Wow. It's all time related, isn't it?
Bollocks. Right, okay. Now, I think it's time for you, isn't it?
Oh, do you really want me to carry on talking?
Why?
Okay, well, let's do Tech Talk then.
I think so, because I think I've nearly shot my bolt, as they say in archery terms, well, crossbowman terms.
Okay, Tech Talk then.
I would. Take it nice and easy, because I haven't got much more to say.
Okay, I'll slow down then.
Mm-hmm.
The feud between Amazon and Google is getting bigger.
Oh, good.
You know, I told you, I think it was last week, that Google are removing all their content off all Amazon products as of the 1st of January. Well, Amazon are fighting back. They've decided that they're now going to install a special web browser on all their products that circumvents that. So therefore, you can't block the YouTube, etc., off all the Amazon devices. And on top of all that, Amazon have just announced that they're going to be starting a new service, possibly called OpenTube or Amazon Tube, which will be a complete rival to YouTube itself. There's going to be some fireworks next year, I think.
Hmm. But, I mean, you know, these people now run social media platforms that are important in everybody's life. Do they not need to be a little better controlled? Because presumably some of these companies could get all upset and say, I'm just going to shut down Facebook, or I'm going to shut down Twitter or whatever. And now a lot of people rely on these social media platforms to live and work and everything else.
I don't think it really matters, because if that Mr. Zuckerbucker person decides one day, he says, that's it, Facebook, I'm closing it, everyone, of course, will be upset and up in arms. But there are other rivals that would just step into its place. So I don't think that really matters. You can always temporarily switch to Twitter. There's loads. So, I don't think it really matters. It's like ITV saying we're no longer going to produce TV content anymore. We're going. Well, there's Channel 5. Yeah. You know, there's so many different options.
Okay. So social media is here to stay.
Social media
is here to stay. It may just change. Yeah.
It could be ruled better. The globe could get together and come up with a set of rules for social media.
Yeah, but don't be ridiculous. The globe can't get together about anything. I mean, you know, we're falling out with our own small part of the globe with our European neighbours. Or we're not falling out, but we're trying to fragment ourselves. The only way this planet is going to improve is, I'm afraid, less nationalism. and more togetherness. And some of these countries run by dictators, and some of these countries that are run for the benefit only of those people who are in positions of authority, the, you know, the ones who take all the money that's given to them and then spend it on luxury jets and luxury homes and leave the people fending themselves in the gutters. We have to, this should not still be going on. This is the problem of humanity. This is why, unfortunately, humans are not progressing as fast as they should be. Thought I'd just throw that in, just in case people were getting too Christmassy.
HMRC scams. It's that time of year where everyone's submitting their tax and all that kind of stuff. And the big scam at the moment is the phone call happens. It's the tax office. You haven't paid your tax bill. You've got 48 hours to make your payment. Otherwise, you're going to jail. And the only way that you can make the payment is to go to your local post office or WH Smith's and buy an Apple iTunes voucher and scratch off the code on the back and give them the sequence of numbers. So the HMRC are warning people not to fall for this scam, because apparently a lot of elderly people do.
Well, they go and buy no.
Yep, iTunes is the only method of paying the UK tax authority.
And who believes that?
About 1,200 elderly people a year.
Oh, dear. Is this a scam just to make people waste their money buying these Apple What's It cards, or is somebody making money out of it?
No, because you can cash the cards in. Once you've got that number, it's virtually untraceable, because you basically buy products. Like, you can buy like a brand new iMac if you wanted to. Once you've walked out the store with an iMac, you can then sell that for money. You can also sell the cards and the codes on second-hand gift card websites.
Oh, right.
And you sell them cheaper, obviously, and people buy them.
If we could find a few of the people who do this, usually they come from other countries, don't they? But if we could find a couple and expose them, that would really sort it out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you think that, but a lot of the times that these scams that, you know, get phoned in, a foreigner phoned in from abroad, you've got a problem with your computers, the classic one. It's usually run by people in the UK, but it's outsourced for the phoners, if you like, are actually from places like India and stuff. So,
yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else? Tech Talk?
No, Tech Talk films.
Oh, yes. Your favourite film.
Yeah, The Last Jedi. I went to see that. I went to see that on Saturday night in IMAX, courtesy of Cineworld. Thank you very much.
That's all right.
I enjoyed the film a lot. It wasn't what I was expecting, but I enjoyed it a lot. But it's getting a huge slating from viewers, and critics are saying they liked it, but the viewers are saying, you know, they're not that keen on it. They've ruined Star Wars for them.
Why?
Because it didn't go the way they thought it was going to go, I think. They have this idea that...
What way did they think it was going to go?
Oh, that the main characters from the first three films are going to live on forever and they're going to carry the film. It's not. It's all based on the new characters. They think that the woman in it, that the main character, Rey, is going to be a Skywalker. You know, it's going to be revealed that Luke is her father. No, none of that. You know, none of that is you know, I'm sorry to spoil it for you, but, you know, don't go there expecting what you've heard or what people have told you to happen, because it's going to go completely the wrong way. The clue's in the trailer when he says, you know, it's not going to go the way you think. It isn't. And there's so many shocks and surprises in this film, it kept me entertained all the way through. There are a few scenes in it that are a bit dull and boring, so the pace dropped a little bit. And there's too much James Bond one-liner humour in it, so they over-egged the humour. But other than that, it's an awesome film. Go and see it.
Well, my friend Paul is a big fan, and he went to see it, and then he went to see it 2 days later. And he said he benefited from seeing it twice.
Yes, it's one of those. It's as always with the Star Wars, but there's so many little things that you wouldn't have noticed that are in it.
All right. Okay, well, I might go and see that when it comes out on Blu-ray.
Go and see it.
Yeah. I'm waiting for some more movies, by the way.
Christmas Post. I'm going to blame the Christmas Post.
Okay. Right. Wales Mail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've got one here. From apparently my biggest fan. Does this sound like a scene from the Misery movie? I hope not. I used to listen every night to you and Ash in the 90s on talk radio till it turned into Talk Sport. I love the topics you discussed on the show and the guests you had on it, discussing the paranormal, the UFO mysteries. I wish you would do a show like that you did in the past. And how do I listen to your show now? Where do I find it? And do you televise it? You must film your shows and upload them to YouTube. Please, please, please. Thank you very much indeed. Female, 51 years, from Birmingham. Very nice. What does that mean? Expidalidocious female, 51 years, from Birmingham.
I think that's a username on... I think that's come from YouTube. It's a text from YouTube, I think.
Oh, okay. Do you think it's a real one?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, they can hear me on talk radio. 7 till 10 from next week, I'm back.
They don't know that, you see. They've seen one of your videos on YouTube. I think it was one of your clips, the mini clips that you did with Ash.
So
what I'll do is I'll reply on YouTube for you and tell her exactly where to get you. Mind you, if you watch the clip, it actually tells you.
She would know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there we are.
Anyway, if you want to get in touch, jameswellradio@gmail.com. jameswellradio@gmail.com. I think we're nearly there, aren't we?
We got the winner of last week's competition.
Who was that?
Christian Loyal, but he did cheat a bit.
How do you know?
Well, I read his answer, but he cheated.
Well, it's not a proper competition anyway, is it? I mean, it's a virtual competition, so there's no validity in it at all.
So we're going to have to drop this competition because everyone can just cheat every week. Basically, what he did was he put down every single number that there possibly was all the way up to infinity.
Every single number?
Yeah, he just sat there and went 1, 2, 3, 4... So I got like a big list of numbers off him.
And one of them. Up to a trillion?
Well, he might have stopped at like 60. But, you know, the point is, well, there's no point doing it, really.
So, no. Well, I told you that when you came up with the idea. I said, what is the point?
It wasn't me that came up with the idea.
Who came up with the idea?
One of our listeners.
It was a stupid fucking idea.
Well, now you've upset another listener.
Yeah, I know.
Hang on. I need to deliver the prize. So can you just wait a second while I open the studio window and blow the studio air out? Just talk about yourself. Hang on.
Because you could win air from the studio. That was the prize. Here we go. Right. Got a mixture of air from both studios.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good. Delivered. Good. Good. I haven't done my Father Christmas impersonation yet this year, have I?
Oh, go on then.
Ho, ho, ho! And what would you like for Christmas, young man?
I would like some warm clothes.
Have you been a good chappy?
Not particularly, no.
Then you can't have any warm clothes. Not until you've been a good little chappy.
What about some cold clothes?
Fuck off.
You're pretty good at that.
Yeah, I know. I might do pantomime next year, maybe.
You should.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Depends what the money's like, doesn't it?
Yeah, Debbie didn't win her dancing competition.
Oh, we didn't talk about that. No. Oh, that's very upsetting, isn't it?
She's still a winner.
Yeah, she did well. She got into the final. Have you spoken to her?
No, because she's in panto at the moment. I'll speak to her over the Christmas period.
All right, give my love. I didn't like the bloke who won.
Well, I could see why he won, because, you know, he's a good-looking lad.
Is he? Well, I don't know about that. I mean, lad, you know. Is he? Just look like a bloke. Just look like an ordinary bloke. I mean, you know, a good-looking lad is like Luke Goss from Bros.
Yeah, true. No, he was the only lad in it, wasn't he, really, at the end? And, you know, the typical voting... audience is going to be the people that are attracted to a lad, yeah. I would imagine.
I don't know. I mean, I thought Alexandra Burke was really sexy and I thought she deserved to win too. I thought she was good. I thought, but anyway, she got maximum points. So, you know, they obviously thought she was brilliant.
They were all good in the final. Yeah. But I can understand why the winner won, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, well, never mind. Right, shall we finish off with questions?
So we'll leave Sud's Law till next year.
Yeah, I never understood why you did that. I can't understand what was behind that.
I think there was a newspaper article or something in the news.
About how you wash up.
How people wash up in the UK.
Mm.
I'll do that next year.
Well, don't people just, you know, people have dishwashers now and they stick stuff in the dishwasher.
Ah, yes, but if you're a man, you're not allowed to because things got to be put in the dishwasher in a certain way from a female point of view. And you get into trouble if you load the dishwasher wrong, so I don't load the dishwasher.
I load the dishwasher. It's fine.
You don't get into trouble?
No.
Okay.
No.
Maybe it's just me then.
No, I think it probably is. To be honest, I think it probably is. Anyway, shall we crack on? Because I've got things to do. And I know you've got all day just to sit here and pontificate, but I've got things to do.
You don't even want to do the Leicestershire, that one. City Council.
Which one?
Leicestershire. I can't say it, so I'm not going to...
You mean Leicestershire City Council and some silly sod there who said you should only have 6 sprouts in your serving?
Yes.
I love sprouts, right? I love sprouts and I think sprouts are great. And I think whoever decided to say you should only have 6 really is not up to their job. Who would, you know, there are so many. I started off with the serious points of view on this program. Worrying about how many sprouts you eat, that person needs to be sacked because they are in the wrong job.
3 stuffing balls.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
As I said it, I knew that was coming. Yeah, 3 stuffing balls apparently as well.
Yeah,
you're allowed maximum.
Stupid people. Why don't these people do something about the problem of homelessness, the problem of poverty, the problem, the real problems, instead of talking about things like that? It annoys me intensely that publicly paid people come out with this sort of shit. It really, really does annoy me.
I wish I hadn't brought it up now.
Yeah, well, I do too. And you know, the other thing is, nobody is... Everybody is so nice to each other. Nobody says to somebody, do you know, you're talking rubbish, mate. And quite frankly, you don't deserve to be in that position. All you can talk about at this time of year is, I hope people don't eat too many sprouts because of the waste, you know. Get a life, for goodness sake, and start applying your small brain to some of the important problems humanity faces. How many sprouts you eat at Christmas is not one of them.
If we eat less sprouts, surely that would mean less sprout pickers, and that would mean more people unemployed.
Could we just move on from sprouts? Have we got some questions?
Oh, we've got loads of questions. Okay,
come on.
Rob James. If we want to know what we'll be doing in 3 years' time, do we need 2020 vision?
No, you don't want to know what you're doing in 3 years' time because life never pans out the way you think it's going to.
Oh, this one's good for you.
Go on.
Madge Cat, why are there so many miserable people on Earth?
It depends. It depends on your definition of miserable. I think there are lots of people who do not connect on Earth. But hey, there are a lot of people in this planet whose lives are miserable. You know, we're very lucky. We live in a first world nation. But there are people who are living hand to mouth, who don't have anywhere really to call home, who don't have the sort of lives we have. No wonder there are so many miserable people. I blame that on religion, by the way. Go on.
There are also people that are happy to be miserable.
Yeah, some people. I mean, you know, some people mistake a person's personality for them being miserable and they're actually quite happy. But it's a stupid question, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't know why you thought it'd be good for me unless you are insinuating that I'm miserable and I am not.
No. Matthew Feeney, is Theresa May finished as PM?
Probably, yeah.
Karen's Homemade, can I have a Christmas kiss from you and Rob, please, but no soggy wet ones, and a Merry Christmas to both of you, and a Happy New Year.
Karen, you may.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
I'll get into trouble with my missus.
Come on. I suggest, Karen, you don't want to be kissed by him. Anyway, come on.
Kevin Whelan. Will Fat Boy Kim and his cronies in North Korea get sorted out in 2018?
I don't think it's that easy, and I think insulting him is probably not a good idea. We've got the idiot in America insulting him. He might be a figure of fun. He might be a pantomime villain, but he does have the lives of people in his hands. And I think we need to treat him a little more seriously. You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, why don't we just bomb North Korea? Well, because there are many people living in North Korea who don't deserve to be killed. And there are many people living in and around that part of the world that would be affected by a nuclear bomb who don't deserve to be killed. Can we not start thinking a little more sensibly than this? This is the way Donald Trump thinks.
Stuart Condon. I hope I said that right.
So do I.
Do we need to enforce retail shops to close on bank holidays so staff get time off?
No.
Good answer. And Matt Sessions. What are the chances of seeing the James Whale radio show on our TV again?
Pretty good. In fact, we nearly did it this year, but unfortunately with my back problem, which is hopefully on the mend, we didn't do it. So maybe we might have a little venture into, I don't know, Facebook Live or one of these, or maybe something this year. Who knows?
How about the new Amazon...
Prime?
No, well, Amazon Prime. I've looked into Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime might be... We might be able to do something with Amazon Prime. The new Amazon rival to YouTube. Let's see what service they come up with.
Yep, could do. There are all sorts of things we could do. And television is changing so dramatically that I think a lot of the old channels are going to find it very difficult in the next couple of years.
More doom and gloom at Christmas. Is there anything on this Christmas other than Doctor Who?
Maigret. I'm looking forward to Maigret, which is, I think, either on Christmas evening or Boxing Day evening. I think that will be good.
I hear the Mrs. Brown's boys was going to go to Russia, and they turned around and said, we're not going to do it because the Russians want to get rid of the gay character. So they said, sod you, we're not going.
Well, I don't blame them. Homophobia is something I would like to see people actually manage to grow out of in the next year or so. It would be really nice if people... could actually just sort of get on with their own lives and not worry about how other people were.
Indeed.
Is that it then?
Well, I think so. Well, you want to go?
Good. Yeah, no. Well, I want to wish everybody the compliments of the season. I'm not a very Christmassy person, but, you know, we've nearly come to the end of 2017. Hasn't been, I don't think, a particularly good year, but I hope for people things will improve in 2018 and that maybe eventually mankind will... begin to see the light, although in this year I'm beginning to wonder. But hey, listen, when you work in the sort of jobs that we work in, it's always good to have something that's really getting up somebody's nose, isn't it? So if you get really bored with the television, really bored with the conversation, check out our website, jamesworldradio.co.uk, or maybe have a listen to some of my programmes on talk radio over the festive season. I know Rob, of course, has got the turkey, the tree. He's got all the traditional Christmas, so he'll be doing it in exactly the proper way, won't you?
Chicken this year, I'm afraid.
Why?
I can't be bothered with the turkey. It's just easier to shove a chicken in the oven. I'm sick of ruining turkeys.
Mm. Well, yeah. I mean, we've just got a turkey crown.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. We tried a crown, but even that's bad enough for us.
So, is it? Why?
I always ruin that as well. Did you get my Christmas card?
I don't know. Why?
That's a no.
When did
then.
You send it?
Oh, a few days ago. It's a big one. It's coming by truck.
Oh, right. No, I haven't then. No, I haven't got your Christmas card. I'd know because I've only had four.
Oh, well, you might be getting a lot more.
Oh, right. Because, you know, we don't send... that's another waste of people's time and money, Christmas cards. And it results in families falling apart because, oh, Auntie so-and-so didn't send us a Christmas card this year. Well, she's off our list for next year. I mean, it's just bizarre the way people behave, isn't it?
I know that I'm not going to get a Christmas card from you. It's okay. I've accepted it.
Yeah. But listen, you know I love you, and you know I'm always here to do the show with you, even when it's in difficult times and snowing outside and raining. I managed to drag myself into the studio to do this with you.
You're all heart.
I am, aren't I, really? Yeah. So we should take the programme on the road next year, maybe.
Well, I'll have to take it on the road because I live miles away from you.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought. You can travel around and I'll just sit here and talk to you. Let's wish everybody, because everybody, like, you know, it's the end of the year. We wish you a great time. And let's all come back fighting in the same direction next year.
Yes.
That's it then. I'm going.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose you'd like to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
I would.
Go on then.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
To the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.